is like one of those moments where what was set before this moment was so palatable. I'm treading very lightly in the atmosphere that was created. It was, for me, I felt like an invitation into our nubility. And into the space of what it feels like to be an example of what it could be to truly love ourselves. Imagine that, a world where not one single person listened to that little voice inside of them that has so many opinions. And we get to say, I'm not that. And I never was that. And you don't get to tell me who I get to be anymore. I get to tell me who I get to be in this life and how I deserve the love and the blessings and the joy and the bliss and the ecstatic expression that comes through me with every fiber of my being. Imagine a planet that decided to live from this truth, and imagine the earth itself deciding to live from that truth. Imagine if the earth, if Mama Gaia got to say, I am not any of your stories, humans. Not one single one. No matter how beautiful you think I am, no matter how short you think my lifespan is, I'm none of that. I get to be who I choose to be in relationship with you. What if we actually heard that message Mama Gaia was giving us and lived into that? In our service today, our service consideration, Hugh's words were brought up on a service that was given a few weeks ago about our ability to lean into our legacy. Lean into our destiny creates our legacy. Our ability to lean into our destiny creates our legacy. And I'll take it a step further and state that our ability to lean into our legacy not only creates our legacy, but becomes the fabric that is woven into the spirit of legends. If we're really willing to actually go there with ourselves, with each other, with whatever needs to be released that's keeping us from our highest level of expression, our own unique, as I said in consideration, mimetic code, that is an irrefutable truth to who we truly are as a creator being. And having the courage to lovingly and humbly share that with anyone who chooses to listen. That's besides the point. We don't dance because we want to have people dance alongside with us. We dance because it feels good and you just can't stop. May that dance or expression ring so true that in 1,000 years, it's just as relevant to whomever catches a bit of the tone, a bit of the note, a bit of the sequence. as truth then, 1,000 years in the future, as it is the moment that I say it right here with you. Legacy. Legends of mythic proportions, of our supreme greatness that's burgeoning to come out of each and every one of us. And it feels good. Feels really good to think of the possibility of that being real, number one, and then to begin to realize that we can choose to live into that reality right now. And anything that came before this moment is gone. And the healing that you choose to acknowledge that you did or did not just have right now in this very moment is absolutely real. And you don't have to live into any of the stories anymore. Any of those little voices anymore. And you get to have the next words that come out of your mouth in this hour of silence together be those of your true leadership, king, queen, sovereign identity of chosen angelic presence set forth to proliferate in this world from the divine council that you chose to incarnate as and to whom of which you serve. Thank you.